Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson to discuss the year in review.
I'm sure that you and the staff with the school district have a lot of things that happened in 2018 that you're proud of. What are some of the key things that that you think were the biggest highlights of the year just passed?
You know, we have been working so hard on our two district goals. One is being a leader in 21st century learning, and the other is being a caring community. And as we look over the course of the year, we have done some great things in both of those areas. Under 21st century learning, I think one of the highlights for us really has to do with providing authentic experiences for kids. And we have several different groups of our students that have kind of become entrepreneurs and jumped into business for them, for their group, if you will. And our advanced manufacturing class has been creating all sorts of wonderful products, fire pits and jewelry and key. They're currently making keychains and learning a life skill that could be a career for them, but also benefiting the program as well. We also have our elementary and middle school students that have opened coffee bars to kind of learn how to run a business, and that's been exciting for us. We have student leaders that have also jumped in and planned some community events. So we feel like we have just done a great job of trying to give kids some new experiences and encourage them to kind of step up a little bit and be part of our community in a new way. Along the being a caring community, our partnerships have kind of just completely exceeded all expectations this year. I would say one of the big ones for us was our partnership with the city to have the Joel Tonda Tennis Complex actually dedicated in September. That's been a great project. We also have partnered with Your Life Matters and brought Josh Coburn here for suicide prevention and awareness information. Another area that we are so proud of is we have over 260 volunteers that have been school board approved that help in all of our buildings with just a variety of events and tasks. And that tells us our community cares for us. And we're hoping with our other partnerships, we can show our community how much we care about them. And so we're really excited to continue to expand all of those things. One thing that I think will enhance that program is the Silver Cord that we've started with our high school students. In the future, they will be able to do volunteering in our community and be able to earn recognition at graduation for that. Probably our top highlight of the year, though, is our West Elementary students and their reading growth on their state test. We are in the top 17% of the state in that category, and we are so proud of the hard work and dedication our teachers, our students, and our parents have done in that area, and I see great things coming in 2019.
Now, the state of Iowa released its report on schools around the area in keeping with the Every Student Succeeds Act. That, of course, a replacement for No Child Left Behind, and the listings and rankings of schools that need some sort of assistance. One school from Knoxville did show up, but in just one area, and that seems to be the only area of concern that the state pointed out, right?
It is, and it's an area that we continue to work on, have worked on for a long time, but it's one that we will continue to work on, and that is our students who need special assistance at our middle school level. As most people know, middle school is a tough age, and so that's going to be an area that we put a lot of focus into here in 2019. We are expecting some great results from that, as well as continuing just the growth and progress across the board, starting with our preschool kids in our four-year-old program all the way through graduation. We're very pleased with the results for the report card that came out, but we know we aren't finished yet. We still have a lot of potential on continued improvements, but yeah, we were very pleased with the initial outcomes.
And certainly looking at all that, you have met or exceeded state averages, and that's a basic target for all this, to make sure you're in line with what the other state does. Is it a better indicator of school success than No Child Left Behind provided?
I do believe that. I think that ESSA is greatly improved over No Child Left Behind. It gave a more local state flavor, if you will. They were able to include more things than just an individual test score. And we know that educating kids is really important to make sure that we're doing that in a whole child perspective, that we're looking at their environment and their growth along with their academic achievements. And So those are all things we'll continue to pay attention to. And I think the other part that we're really excited about is it really is giving us an opportunity to look at resources in a different way, and it's not a punitive measure like No Child Left Behind was. So we are very grateful for all the advocacy the state did with the federal government to get us where we are. We look forward to the future, and we think great things are on the horizon.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.